Hello, hello. This is Scott, the blogger from Trollish Delver, and this is the first in a series of podcasts, short podcasts, just talking about geeky things, really. Analyzing things, looking at news, maybe doing some guides and things like that. It's going to be fairly loose and also not too long. The point of these are just sort of going to be 10, maybe 20 minute snippets that you can listen to while, you know, on the bus or on the train, in the car, whatever. So in this inaugural episode, I wanted to talk about GMing, and I wanted to talk about keeping your players interested when you're GMing. And this is, as all GMs know, a really difficult thing to do. Inevitably, your campaign will go on for a while, you know, it might go on for a year or more. And, you know, things peter out. If you're writing the campaign yourself, you're going to find it difficult to, you know, keep going and keep the interest there. You know, people are going to be starting wanting to play other games. So how can you keep things as fresh as they were when you started out playing the campaign? Well, I mean, I think it's really making sure that you've got a lot of sources to draw inspiration from. So it's taking in a lot of media, so reading a lot of books, watching TV, watching films, reading comics, and getting all these fresh ideas. One of the great things I find is reading interviews with authors, you know, whether or screenwriters, and having them explain their creative process. Because I find that if you do that, and you're also watching a lot of, you know, well, not a lot of TV, but you're watching different kinds of genres on TV and you're watching different films, you can really apply a lot of things to your RPG. But not only that, I think just things in the news as well can, you know, weird things that happen or current events, you could quite easily put those in some kind of guise into your campaign. Also, I think another really valuable thing is asking the players what they want to see from the campaign. So it's not just you, you know, everything on your shoulders trying to run a, you know, year, 2 year long campaign just by yourself. What do they want? Do they want to see more, they don't want to see more action? Do they want to see more chance to roleplay the backstory of their characters? What about exploring certain sections of a world? You know, things like that. Also, I think it's important not to be too rigid when it comes to planning out your campaign. I don't think it's worth really looking so far into the future and what your campaign's going to do, where the story's going to go. I think always have a framework in mind. So in a campaign that I did for 4th edition D&D, that ended up being a 2 year campaign. And I sort of had some kind of idea where it was going to go, but didn't really. Well, at the start, I was very much trying to plan everything out and thinking, okay, well, this is going to be the epic end, and you know, these are the places that the players are going to go. But actually, as the months went on, I found that the players are doing their own thing. The players are wanting to go to these, you know, certain places, and you know, if you're not going to railroad them, which you shouldn't be doing, you should be letting them. You should be working with them to create a story. So definitely have an idea of where you might want it to go. So common themes in the game. But I think ultimately it's up to you and the players to put together a story. It's to join together and create a great story that's not just narrated by you. Because otherwise, they should, you know, they may as well be reading a book. And I think another thing you can do is really break up your sessions with other games. So whether that's one shot or, you know, a few sessions of one game here and a few sessions of another game there, and interdisperse that between your campaign. Don't let it run for too long, otherwise people are going to forget what's happening in the main campaign. But it's always good to, you know, every few months mix it up, throw in a completely different kind of game. If you're playing a fantasy game, if you're playing an OSR game, then you might want to just have a one shot of a cyberpunk game, or a one shot of a modern D20 game. I think it's worth mixing things up, and also mixing up who's GMing. One of the big problems in carrying out a huge campaign is GM burnout. So giving somebody else the reins for a little bit, just for a while, can really help. Even if that's in your main campaign, and I know that sounds... if you're quite protective of your campaign, then giving it to somebody else for a little while might seem quite... you might not like that. But at the end of the day, if you've got somebody who you trust to be a good GM and that you can give a little bit of backstory to, and maybe something that's not going to spoil it for them when they're playing, and you're GMing, then maybe that's going to help you, because it's going to stop burnout. You're going to become a player, and you're going to see playing your campaign through a completely different pair of eyes, actually, as a player. And actually, that could be quite valuable, because you could see, okay, well, as a GM, X part of my campaign I think really works, but actually, as a player, I see that, well, actually, you know, there are hindrances here, or you might not enjoy this side of things as a player, and this could be what the other players are thinking. So there are a few things to think about when it comes to trying to keep things fresh, trying to keep players motivated to carry on the game. Generally, if you've got a really good story going and the player and you're having a great time with the players, you're letting them do things, you're not just saying no when they ask you whether they're able to do certain things, you're not railroading them, then you're going to have a really good time. And you're not going to run into those, you know, you're less likely to run into those problems where you've got GM burnout and players wanting to move on to a different thing. And I think finally, the last one is, if the majority of people are really wanting to move on to something else, and you're thinking, actually, you know what, this campaign's not working, I don't think it's actually going to be salvageable, then cut it off, run a different game. There's nothing keeping you running that game. You're not getting paid for it. If people aren't liking it, then you've got nothing to lose in stopping it, aside from not seeing your story unravel. But again, if you haven't planned the whole story, then you haven't really got anything to lose, to miss. So, some things to think about there for you GMs, and that'll be it for this week. Hope you can join me in... I think this is going to be a monthly podcast or weekly podcast. I'm not quite sure yet. Anyway, the next time I do one, I hope you listen, I hope you enjoy, and have a great day.